إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
Why has the verb come in the plural? You see here we say إياك نعبد. We worship. نعبد is in the we form. It's not saying I worship. Why is that the case? Well, I'll tell you something that I had heard a while ago, in that when we are reciting this surah, very often we're reciting Suratul Hamd in Salah. And what's recommended is that we recite Salah in Jama'ah. And so we are showing in this verse that all of us who are praying Salah together, all of us together are worshipping you. However, what we find is that this doesn't hold all the time, because we can recite Suratul Hamd outside of Salatul Jama'ah. So then what does it mean in that situation? So what Ayatollah Jawadi brings here is two different explanations as to why we are using this word in the plural and saying we worship. The first one is that when we worship Allah, we recognize that He is one. He is wahid, He is ahad. He is not made up of parts. It's not like He is a compound existence. But He is the only one that is not compound. He is the only one who is truly, truly one. Everything else in creation is compound, including myself. I have different parts of my body. I have a body and a soul. I have internal faculties. And so in reality, I am a compound existence. And so when I am praying to Allah, or when I'm reciting this surah, when I say إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ, I'm not just talking about me in the singular, I'm talking about every single one of my limbs, every single one of my organs, my soul, my body, everything put together is in obedience to you, in submission to you, and I am worshipping you in the entirety of my existence and with all of my parts. So this is the first explanation. However, somebody who has achieved more ma'rifah will realize that it doesn't just apply to his own body and his different limbs and organs. In fact, the entirety of creation, including the living and the non-living beings, are in a state of servitude to Allah. And they are essentially praying salah at all the time. So we use this plural, we worship, to denote not just me, but the whole of creation is in servitude to you, and you are our Rabb. You are the one who manages the affairs of the whole of creation in this system of existence. And that is why we see this verse that I had brought at the beginning. In kullu man fis samawati wal ardi illa atir rahmani abda. There is none in the heavens and the earth, but he comes to the All Merciful as a servant. This is an ontological concept over here. The system of creation is such that everything is an abd of Allah, and this is why we are seeing it in the plural. When we realize that everything is actually serving Allah and is a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then even some of His creations, such as heaven and hell, would count here, wouldn't they? Because everything is an abd of Allah, which means the heaven is an abd of Allah and the hell is an abd of Allah as well. If we truly realize this, then we will realize that what we want as a result of our ubudiyah and our ibadah cannot be another abd. How can an abd be looking forward to a reward which is also an abd of Allah? And so somebody who truly realizes this, they will make sure that their ibadah is for nothing except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be it material gains, be it spiritual gains. True, there are stages that we need to go through. We need to actually feel that want of Jannah at one stage of our life before we can move on. But somebody who passes that stage where they truly have feared the hellfire, most of us may not have even reached that stage, where we have not reached the stage of fearing the hellfire or desiring the Jannah. But there needs to come that stage and then move beyond that stage. When that stage is reached, then we realize that the heaven and the hell themselves are abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my worship needs to be for Allah and Allah alone. And He is the real ma'bud and no one else. And it's at that point that we really from our hearts say, Iyyaka na'budu.